Welcome back to it on a Thursday. Time to get locked, cocked, and ready to rock. The Las Vegas stories keep changing. The timeline has holes. Trump takes a shot at the press, or two or three. What's happening with Harvey Weinstein? And the Boy Scouts, not really for boys anymore. They're for anybody. Changing another American institution. Hashtag, I've not been groped in Hollywood. How about you? It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on this Thursday. There's a lot to get to, as usual. It just doesn't slow down anymore. We have tons to cover every single day. But this is the most shocking thing that I have seen, and we need to talk about this because it doesn't make any sense. More information now about the Las Vegas massacre. More information that blows up the timeline that was provided to us by the Las Vegas Police Department and the County Sheriff's Department. None of it makes sense anymore. None of it. If you hadn't heard this, and I don't know why it's not the top of the page everywhere, but if you haven't heard this, pay attention. A maintenance worker said yesterday he told hotel dispatchers, in fact, I've heard the radio calls. I've heard the audio. He told hotel dispatchers to call police and report a gunman had opened fire with a rifle inside the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. This is before the shooter or shooters or whomever opened up in the crowd of 22,000 below. Stephen Shuck says he was checking out a report of a jammed fire door on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay when he heard gunshots. And the hotel security guard, Jesus Campos, who had been shot in the leg. He peeked out from an alcove and told him to take cover. As soon as I started to go to a door to my left, rounds started coming down the hallway. I could feel them pass right behind my head, said Shuck. It was relentless, so I called over the radio of what was going on. And as soon as the shooting stopped, we made our way down to the hallway and took cover again. Then the shooting started again. This happened minutes, several minutes, before the actual massacre began. At least 6 full minutes. And Steve Shuck called in. He called in on his radio to report his situation. The account differs dramatically from one police gave last week when they said Paddock fired through the door of his room and injured the unarmed guard during the shooting. But now we know 200 rounds were fired through that door. The SWAT teams that arrived on the scene said it looked like Swiss cheese. Okay? 200 rounds. Somebody please explain this to me. 200 rounds are fired through a door. A security guard is hit. Apparently he has no radio. Nobody in a hotel that hears a gun going off inside the hotel in any adjacent room notices anything at all. Although the guy straight below Mr. Paddock said that he heard the gunshots of the massacre, but apparently he didn't hear the gunshot 6 minutes earlier. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, does it? Now we know that Stephen Shuck was on that floor and Jesus Campos was on that floor. Campos got shot. Shuck called in, and during his radio transmission, you can hear the gunshots in the background as he's telling those at the switchboard to get police as soon as possible. The police don't arrive for at least another 19 minutes. 19 minutes before police arrive on that floor. A 911 call, shots fired inside a major hotel, and you cannot get police officers to the scene for 19 minutes. They didn't go into the room for almost another hour. It seems to me that this timeline is all blown up. There are problems with this timeline. And so when I saw the conspiracy theorists online, all this does is feed conspiracy theorists, for, number one. And number two, when I read all the different ideas put forth online, you know, they're hard to, you know, you just kind of brush most of them off. But this changes everything. This really does. This changes everything. It's not clear if the whole hotel got the information properly, called 911, didn't respond. Who knows? But a lot of people, those that survived this attack at the Route 91 Harvest Festival, having a hard time understanding that the 6 minutes had passed with no response. No response whatsoever. No 911 call. No call for help. The people in the switchboard did apparently nothing, because we would know if there was a 911 call, now wouldn't we? And as if that isn't strange enough, try this on for size. Stephen Paddock's house was broken into after the massacre. FBI agents returned to the house owned by Stephen Paddock because they were told by local police that it had been broken into over the weekend. You're telling me that the main residence of a guy they say committed the largest mass shooting in American history, that the suspect's house wasn't secured, that the suspect's main residence, where they found shotguns and handguns and rifles and ammunition and explosives and wires and electronic devices and all of these things they say they found, they didn't secure the residence. I'm sorry, who's in charge around here? You're fired. It's a pretty simple procedure at that point. This is basic. I mean, anybody could figure this out. You secure the house. Well, apparently it didn't happen. And apparently people went into the house. They don't know who. They don't know how many. They don't know what was missing or taken or looked for. But Reno police confirmed yesterday that police were called to the house over the weekend by a neighbor who noticed a light on inside the house. They left the lights on. Huh. When they got there, officers found that someone had broken into the house. They contacted the FBI to say, what, we are incompetent? Hey, newsflash, we can't do our job. The house was broken into. Nobody bothered to pay attention to it. Good for us. This is how conspiracy theories are born, my friends, because people don't do their job. It opens up rooms for questions. But in this case, there are a lot of questions. Now, the timeline doesn't fit. Why would somebody be going into his house days after the shooting, a week after, in fact, to get what? To find what? To locate what? To secure what? 14 after, it's Thursday, and we're just getting warmed up. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.